Hi, this is Dale Buchanan, the host of Puppy Talk Podcast. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know of my new book, The Complete Puppy Training Manual. It's available on Amazon in four formats: Kindle ebook, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's called The Complete Puppy Training Manual, and I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. I'm Dale Buchanan, and this is Puppy Talk, the podcast that offers free advice and tips for raising a happy, healthy, and obedient puppy. For more information on this podcast, visit us online at puppytalkpodcast.com. Welcome to Puppy Talk episode number 88. I'm Dale Buchanan. Today is January the 15th. It is technically a holiday, but everybody in North Alabama is off work, mainly because we're getting snow. We don't get a lot of snow here in North Alabama. I'm located in Huntsville. It's very rare that we see any, but today we're getting anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. This morning I woke up and took my dog Dixie outside. There is about a half inch of snow on the ground. And I thought about a chapter in my book, Potty Training Your Puppy, where I talk about taking your dog outside when there's bad weather. This is very important to help build the confidence of the puppy. Many people think if it's too hot or too cold, if there's rain or if there's snow, that they need to keep the puppy inside. And I do not agree with that philosophy. Ever since Dixie was a very young puppy and we lived in South Florida, Dixie went through two tropical storms and one time where there was about 6 weeks of ongoing rain. She loved it. She thought it was the best thing on earth, because every time we came in, she got pampered. She got blow-dried and towel-dried and spritzed with nice scent, and she just thought it was the greatest thing ever. So I trained her right away to go outside when there's bad weather. The normal thing that most new puppy owners do, which is a big mistake, is keep their puppies inside when there's bad weather, and they convert to pee pads. You want to make sure that you build the confidence in your puppy by taking them outside and encouraging them to go outside even when there's bad weather. Today, it's going to be up to 6 inches of snow, and I will make Dixie go outside with a sweater on, and she's going to go potty, and she'll love every minute of it because I love every minute of it. You see, here's what happens. When the owner is worried or fearful or anxious about a situation, the puppy is most likely going to feel that way as well. However, if you, as the puppy's owner, are confident and assured that this is going to be a great situation, that you're only going to be outside for a few minutes, and the puppy will definitely go potty outside, continue to build that confidence and encourage the puppy to do so. If you have a very small puppy, and they can't go outside, and there's several inches of snow, you will have to get a shovel or a way to remove the snow from the grass so they can go potty in that little section. All you have to do is go outside for a few minutes, clear the snow away, carry them out there, place them in the grass outside in your yard, have them go potty. They will most likely do so very quickly because they don't want to be outside very long in the snow. But of course, Dixie, my dog, loves the snow. She'll roll around in it. Some mountain dogs, like Bernese mountain dogs, even retrievers like Golden Retrievers or Akitas or Gray Pyrenees, they love going out in the snow. They're going to love just laying in it and soaking it in. However, when it's extremely cold outside, you've got other challenges. I put a sweater on Dixie. I warm her up thoroughly in front of a heater, and then I bring her outside. In the next couple of days here in Huntsville, Alabama, it's going to be 0 or below 0 degrees without wind chill. That means the wind chill could be minus 10, minus 15 degrees, or even lower than that. We have to go potty outside at 7 a.m. This is the normal time Dixie goes. I refuse to have Dixie go potty inside the house. I warm her up. I put the sweater on outside. And we did this last year in minus 20 degree weather. I do have a video of that. I'm going to post it on the story of the Top Gun Dog Training Instagram page. And you can see how I have a mask on and I'm bundled up with many, many layers, and Dixie had no problem with it because I had no problem with it. Dogs will adapt your energy and your emotions and your thoughts and your personality and whatever you feel about a situation. This is very important to build that confidence in the puppy, because you're going to need to desensitize them to a lot of things along the journey through adulthood and beyond. They need to be desensitized not only to the weather, but to all different types of sights, sounds, and stimuli, including other dogs and people. This is what happens when there's a reactive dog. They have a negative association to a stimuli, such as another dog, or people, or kids, or moving objects, and they start to bark and lunge and growl at them because they were under-socialized at an early age and they were not desensitized to all of the different stimuli properly when they were very young. The critical period to get your puppy socialized is typically from 4 to 16 weeks old. However, you can continue building their confidence, building their self-esteem, and desensitizing them to all sorts of things into adulthood. Dixie will be 4 years old in less than a month, and I'm still working on her being better with children and being better in other situations where she's not that comfortable. The way we do this is by adding the stimuli that she's not comfortable with in a low intensity, and then we work her through with confidence-building techniques to get her used to being in those situations and being more comfortable. A couple of puppies that I work with don't like walking on a leash. You take them outside, they just shut down. It's the owner's job to bring them outside and to get them comfortable walking in the community with all types of distractions, and this sometimes can take a while. You have to keep working with your puppy and be very patient. Back to the topic of the inclement weather and taking your puppy outside. Like I wrote in my book, Potty Training Your Puppy, I encourage you to take your puppy outside when you think it might be too hot, too cold, snowy, or rainy. Just take them outside for a short walk or to have them go potty. You're not leaving them out there for a long period of time because that could harm the puppy if it's too cold or too hot. They have to be supervised, and you're just going to introduce them to these inclement weather conditions so they learn it's going to be part of their life. Like I said with Dixie, we moved from extreme hot weather in South Florida in Boca Raton area to North Alabama, where it's winters that are very, very cold and snow and ice and sleet that she had never seen before. So dogs can adapt to different situations with your help. It's your job as the puppy's owner to help that puppy succeed and build confidence and adapt to different situations. I hope this information was helpful. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me through the website puppytalkpodcast.com. Have a great day. This is Dale Buchanan, host of Puppy Talk Podcast. I have an announcement of a new book that I just published called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback, soon to be available on audiobook. You can find out all the details of this book using the link in the show notes. It's called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's a comprehensive book with a simple and effective way to help potty train your puppy, and it really works. Check out the link in the show notes.